It's been a goal-scoring feast in the last 8 minutes or so. In the 70th minute, Roma scored. In the 77th minute, Roma scored to make it 2-0. FC Porto have just pulled a goal back, 2-1 in the 79th minute. Robbie Slater joins us on the line. High-octane action in this round of 16 of the Champions League. Robbie, good morning.
Yeah, I wonder how Manchester United are faring against Paris Saint-Germain.
He wants you to say that.
Japonski PL 2-0, boot the Kimbap and the boot the Mbappe. Is that right?
That's correct.
Exactly. 2-0 to Paris Saint-Germain. And je pense c'est la victoire pour les Parisiens. Are you two shaking your head?
Oh, mate, I'm not kidding you. Anyway, look, let's get to the FFA, mate. David Gallop, a review. Luke Casserly, a review. He's the head of national teams. Now, I read your article the other day where you had a little pot shot at Luke Casserly. Emma Highwood, head of women's football. You haven't had a pot shot at her yet.
Yes, I have.
Oh, sorry.
He's got them all covered, mate.
No, she's right in the mix. I mean, management have made this decision. It's not Gallup on his own. It's management, so they should be all reviewed. Is Emma Highwood getting a review?
Should be. Yes, she is. She is.
Should be. Well, the whole lot of them should be getting a review. And I'm telling you, I'm not sure that there's going to be a very positive review. In fact, I would bet, if I'm a betting man, I'd say it'd be very negative. And, you know, look, football teams, commentators, radio broadcasters all have reviews, and it's about performance. If you're not good enough, you go. And that's what it's all about. And football teams and football players, which the FFA are in charge of the game, guardians of the game for the people. But, you know, they have to do the right thing. They have to be answerable when they get things wrong. And they got this horribly, horribly wrong.
No one's debating that, Robbie. I think we all agree there. What about the board? They're not getting reviewed. This was their first big decision, and they've stuffed it up galore.
Well, see, this is where I'm not sure. I give them a little bit of leeway. Should they have vetoed what I'm about to say, what I think might have happened, is the board employs the management team at the FFA.
Yep.
So therefore, when the FFA, you know, the board didn't do the review. This was the FFA's decision to do two stupid reviews, which are both these reviews have come out and said, well, no, we didn't recommend anything like that.
That's right.
Remotely close.
That's true.
Helen Stajic was involved in these reviews all along the way. Now, as a board, I think you have a management team in place, which they have, and the management come to the board with recommendations.
Yes.
Now, what's the point of employing people if you're not going to act on their recommendations?
Correct.
I'm trying to give them a bit of slack here, that maybe they've gone, and I know I spoke to a board member who said, look, I don't even know Alan Stajic. I know, of course, he's the Matildas coach, but I don't know him. He said, but we have a management team, and we go on, you know, we get recommendations for them, and if that's the recommendation, then we have to back them. Otherwise, why are we employing them?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Now that
now that all hell's broken loose, they're probably sitting there thinking, well, you know, what are they recommending to us? Why would they do something that has a reaction in the community like this? So, it's just been a shambles the whole way. It's obvious that the man has done nothing wrong. They've torn his family apart for no reason. His family have suffered. His children have suffered going to school. Anyone that watched the press conference, how could you not feel affected? It's just been ordinary from day one.
So while you're cutting them a bit of slack at the moment, the board...
I'm cutting the board slack.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're cutting the board some slack. Why does Chris Nicko come out and defend the FFA with no specifics around why? If they made a mistake in the first place by accepting the recommendation, why did they compound it?
Well, I feel that Chris Nicko's probably, and again, I'm talking, you know, hypothetical world here because we don't actually know, he's probably come out and said, well, you know, we've acted on what they've said, the management team, and I've got to, you know, stick by what they've done. Probably thinking that what I'm saying is pretty silly. And now what I would think is that they've had a meeting and the board have reconvened and said, well, you know, let's maybe they've said, we've got it horribly wrong. We need to have a review of our management team.
Yeah. So they've backed the management team publicly and then undertaken a massive review.
They might have, who knows, in this funny world, might have a review and say, well, no, everything was done perfectly and let's move on.
You never order a review unless you know the findings.
Or you're conducting it.
Well, I TK well said.
Now,
there's three outcomes for me.
Okay.
In all this. One is the one I think should happen, and I'll tell you my choice at the end.
Yep.
A, he's reinstated and there's a public apology, and Alan Stajic would, you know, have to decide whether he could do that. That would be the people's choice, the popular choice. Second is it goes to court. The third is there's an out of court settlement. They're the three options. I, for one, think the first one should happen. That it's a completely wrong decision. It should be reinstated and there should be an apology. And you try to move on. And you know what? The other thing, the players. If the players really back their coach, the players had a strike in 2015 over money. You know, if the players get together and they really want to keep their coach, well, maybe they should go to FFA, shut the doors and have it out with them.
Yeah. Well, that's a fair point.
If he was to be reinstated, as you suggest...
Has that happened before anywhere? I'm just trying to think.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you know...
It will have happened somewhere.
In the world of the AFL or the Rugby Union or Rugby League, has it happened somewhere else?
Well, you know what? Even if it hadn't happened in football, things happen for a first time sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
yeah.
You know, and this is just such a terrible decision.
If that does happen, mate, then David Gallop, Emma Highwood, and Luke Casserley all must go.
They all go, yeah.
Well, yeah, that'll be for other people to decide.
Yeah, well, you can't have him back and they stay.
Yeah, that's right. You can't have both.
Yeah, so, look, I don't disagree with you, Robbie, by the way. I'm just saying.
No, it's quite, yeah.
What a mess. What a debacle. Hey, the Newcastle Jets got a result last night in the Asian Champions League.
TK, all that they have to do, Jimmy,
is
make it a football decision.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
They didn't have to hide behind reviews and oh, we can't say this and can't say that. They should have just come out and said, look, we've had a look at the Matildas, their performances over the last year, or whatever, which I don't know what you do when you do that, but anyway, and then just turn around and say, well, you know, look, we thank Alan Stajic for his service, great job he's done since he's been at Matildas, but we think we need to go in a different direction for the World Cup.
Yeah.
We think we need a change. Mm. Bang. Done. Football decision, whether you like it or not, there's your reason why. We want to go in a different direction. And, you know, at the end of the day, people will go, well, that's a, you know, tough decision. And Alan Stajic done a great job, but it's a football decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Yep.
Particularly with that World Cup looming, what, 4.5 months now. Western Melbourne United.
Yeah.
Have they got their first signing?
Have they got a...
Josh Ridston.
Are they going to be bought out by Manchester United?
Ooh.
I think a lot depended on this Paris Saint-Germain game, mate.
No, it did not.
Well, yeah, look, it's great for the league. We've got a new one coming in. And then, of course, we've got the other Sydney team coming in the year after. It's brilliant. It's going to give a real injection to the competition, and it's something we desperately need.
Mm.
And Newcastle, sorry, mate, they got the result in the Asian Champions League overnight.
Persek Jakarta. 3-1, so they're in the box seat to qualify. Of course, they've got a second leg to deal with. But, good win for them.
6 minutes remaining, 2-0 down. Lukaku's just on. This is Fergie time at Old Trafford.
It's Fergie time, yeah. Well, 6 minutes to go, that means there's about 18 minutes to go for the Fergie time.
That's true. That's true. Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
Good on you, boys. Cheers.